Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, my name is Peter Miller. I arrived from Boston this morning, but my bag was lost in transit. I'm calling to find out if you found it yet.
Let's see. Yes, Mr. Miller. Fortunately, we have tracked it down, and it'll arrive sometime this afternoon. We can just deliver it to your hotel. Which one did you check into?
I'm at the Dovetail Inn.
Okay. The courier will be there around 3 p.m. Don't forget to have your passport ready to prove your identity when you sign for it, and we're very sorry for the inconvenience.
Number 32.
What is the purpose of the man's call?
Number 33.
What does the woman ask about?
Number 34.
What does the woman remind the man to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, this is Yolanda Mendez calling from room 506. I wanted to do some sightseeing today, so I'm wondering how to get to the Modern Art Museum on foot.
Well, the museum is fairly close to our hotel, about half an hour's walk. You just follow Eden Street North. However, it's really cold and windy outside, so I don't recommend walking.
Oh, I see. Is there a bus or a subway that goes there?
Because it's such a short trip, you should just call a cab to take you. The fare will be less than $5.
Number 35.
What is the purpose of the woman's call?
Number 36.
What does the man tell the woman about?
Number 37.
What does the man suggest doing? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Mindy Ross. I'm supposed to get my hair cut at 2, but I have a last-minute meeting with a client. Could I move it to later this week?
Let's see. Sandra is full for the rest of the week, but Thomas can do it on Thursday at 3 o'clock.
Sorry, but I'd really like Sandra to do it. I'm flying to Hong Kong on Saturday. Couldn't she fit me in?
I'll ask her to add one more appointment after her shift ends on Friday. She might be willing to do that.
Oh, I'd really appreciate that.
Number 38.
What is the purpose of the woman's call?
Number 39.
Why does the woman say she does not want to come on Thursday?
Number 40.
What does the man offer to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, this is my first time working out here, and I noticed that some of the treadmills and stationary bikes have red stickers on them. Is that something I need to pay attention to?
Yes. That's our system for reserving equipment in advance. Members can call to book a machine during a certain time.
Oh, I see. That's a good idea for people who don't have time to wait around.
Exactly. A lot of our members asked for that feature when they filled out the questionnaire we gave them last month. We hope the change will make things more convenient for everyone.
Number 41.
Where is the conversation most likely taking place?
Number 42.
According to the man, what does a red sticker on an item mean?
Number 43.
What did the business do last month? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Our head chef's last day will be on June 6th, and his replacement, Guido Massi, will officially start on June 7th, though he's already completed the new menu.
All right. We're holding a special event on his first day to publicize the change so people can try the new dishes.
We've run into some trouble. We were supposed to have some fresh Atlantic salmon delivered yesterday, but it's still not here.
Really? I guess Chef Massey will have to come up with something else for the debut event we advertised.
In that case, how about I call the printer and ask them to halt our menu project until we're sure?
Number 44.
What are the speakers discussing?
Number 45.
What problem does the man mention?
Number 46.
What does the man offer to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Thanks for letting me stop by, Mr. Friedman. I'm Chandra Badal, your real estate agent.
It's nice to meet you. This is the first time I've sold a house, so I'm not very familiar with the process.
That's why I'm here to walk you through every step of the way. Now, before we put the property on the market, you should invest in some cosmetic changes, like painting, to give the place a fresh look. This will help to maximize the return on your investment.
I've set aside $3,000 for those kinds of improvements. I'm worried about going over that amount, though, because I don't want to empty my savings.
Number 47.
Who most likely is the man?
Number 48.
Why does the woman want to make some changes?
Number 49.
What is the man concerned about? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Thanks again, Elizabeth, for helping me with the planning for the upcoming Technology Career Expo.
I'm happy to help, and we've made a lot of progress. I've already paid the rental fee at the Oakdale Center. The building has several entrances, so I've asked their staff to post signs to direct people to our event.
Perfect. And I've ordered the refreshments from the caterer. We'll have coffee and cookies for about 2,000 people.
That should be enough. Since we'll be setting up the refreshments in the hall, I'd better call to find out how big the tables are so we know how many we need. I can take care of that now.
Number 50.
What kind of event are the speakers planning?
Number 51.
What have Oakdale Center employees been asked to do?
Number 52.
What does the woman say she will check? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I need to buy a new router for my Wi-Fi connection in my studio apartment. I see you have a large selection here, but to me, they all look the same.
I understand. The choices can seem overwhelming. How many devices would be using the router at a time?
Usually just two, my laptop and my smartphone.
Then, since you don't need it to cover a large area, I'd recommend the Conway HX. It is just a basic model, but it will do what you need it to do. It's our store's best seller.
Okay, I'll give that one a try. Thanks.
Number 53.
What does the man mean when he says, "They all look the same"?
Number 54.
What does the woman ask the man about?
Number 55.
What does the woman suggest about the Conway HX? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome back, Christina. We missed you last week. I hope you fully recovered from that case of the flu you had.
Thanks. I'm feeling much better now. A few days of rest was just what I needed.
I'm glad to hear that. Now, while you were gone, Miss Milton assigned groups for the presentations at Kenner International.
Oh, no. That's this Friday, isn't it? I'm going to be so far behind. I haven't even started any of the preparations.
You don't have to do the work alone. Arthur Hammond is on your team.
That's a relief. He's been working here the longest, so he'll know what to do.
Number 56.
Why was the woman absent last week?
Number 57.
Why does the man say,
"Arthur Hammond is on your team"?
Number 58.
What does the woman suggest about Mr. Hammond? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
When I was unloading the ingredient shipment, I noticed that the walk-in refrigerator is not as cold as it should be. We can't store food in there if it keeps rising above 40 degrees.
Is it having problems again? We were penalized on our health inspection because of that. Right, Stephanie?
Yes, and we don't have enough money to replace it, so we'd better get a technician to look at it. I can call someone.
I know a maintenance company that has reasonable rates. Stephanie, I'll forward you their phone number and email address.
Thanks to you two. I think we can get this resolved before it causes a problem.
Number 59.
What problem are the speakers discussing?
Number 60.
What does the woman think the business should do?
Number 61.
What will be sent to the woman? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and aisle markers.
Good news, Sally. We'll finally be getting some self-checkout machines. You know, the ones that let customers scan and check out their own groceries. They'll be installed next week.
Great. I'll post an update on our webpage about that if you'd like.
Sure. And speaking of that, there's some more news. One of the popular snack products we carry is going to be discontinued soon, the Healthy Plus Mixed Nuts. You know, the one packaged in the convenient can.
Oh, no. Really?
Yes, I'll head over to the aisle they're in now and then move them to the special Buy Now Before It's Gone display in the front of the store.
Number 62.
According to the man, what will happen at the store next week?
Number 63.
What does the woman offer to do?
Number 64.
Look at the graphic. Which aisle will the man most likely go to? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and map. Good afternoon. My friend and I just opened a bakery. When I found out about your food festival in an internet search, I knew it would be good exposure for us. I'd like to reserve a spot.
Wonderful. If you want to be the first thing people see when they enter the festival, you should reserve one of our premium spots.
Well, to keep costs down, I think we'd rather be by the soccer field.
All right. And you should know that trucks are not allowed to drive here, so you'll have to park near the main entrance and take your goods to your spot in a cart.
Number 65.
How did the man find out about the event?
Number 66.
Look at the graphic. In which section does the man want to reserve a space?
Number 67.
What does the woman tell the man about? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and order form.
Hi, Miss Kimball. I'm calling from Rainbow Printing. I just noticed we've made a mistake with your order. I'm very sorry about that.
We need those materials as soon as possible. Will there be a delay?
Only for one item. We only printed 50 calendars because someone misread the form. We'll send everything that's finished today.
We were planning to give those out as gifts to our clients. How long will it take to get the rest of them?
We'll start working on them today so we can send them to you by Thursday morning. And because of this problem, I'll include a voucher for 25% off with your package.
Number 68.
What is the purpose of the man's call?
Number 69.
Look at the graphic. Which quantity is now incorrect?
Number 70.
What does the man say he will do?